You know, we begin Slichas this Mitzvah Shabbos Sunday, and that's a time when those that are sleeping the whole year, and Rosh Chodesh Elul didn't wake them up, and the Shofar didn't wake them up for a few weeks before, during Elul, it's the time that maybe some additional people are going to wake up. At that hour, it's usually time to go to sleep, but that's besides the point. But it's a time of waking up. And sometimes when we wake up, we are shocked at what we find. I find this person, this guy, this neshama, that's been sleeping a whole year, hasn't really been doing all that much of the things I'm supposed to be doing. Now I know that it's just a mere number of days. This year it's actually more days because Rosh Hashanah is the following week, so we have a long week of Slichas. But it's a number of days that I really am going to be standing in judgment and facing the music and concerned about the consequences, and I haven't done very much to prepare. Well, I can't help you. If you haven't, you haven't. And most of us haven't really done due diligence to prepare. However, we live in a generation of shortcuts. We love shortcuts, right? I want to get it done the last minute. I don't want to spend all the time on it. And the last minute, I'd like to be able to accomplish everything all in instant, you know, in how do you call it, instant time. Hashem has given us such shortcuts. They are not substitutes for the right way to do things, by no means. And they do not excuse us or absolve us from our obligations to do what we are obligated to do. Not in any way. However, when we stand in front of Hashem, and when we know it's the season and the time of judgment, and when we know that things are very serious, and when we know I really can't compensate and make up and correct everything all at once, I got so much to deal with, he did give us some shortcuts. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. He made a bris, he made a pact with Moshe Rabbeinu. And he said, when your children will perform in front of me this Seder, this particular performance, we'll see what it is in a moment, lo yachzeru milfonai reikom, they'll never be turned away empty-handed. There is something that we can do where, as we stand in front of Hashem, as we face times of concern and maybe worry and even danger, we don't know what's going to be, and frankly, we don't know how much we can do to change the situation. We have this pact that we invoke. We have this bris kruso that we invoke. And that bris is that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that when we perform, as the lashon of Chazal, Yasu Lefonai, the Seder of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is the core, the basis of the slichas that we say, Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim, which is describing all of the merciful attributes of Hashem. He's full of rachamim. He's full of chanina, meaning giving us even beyond what we deserve. He's slow to anger. He's full of giving kindness and of truth. He preserves and pays back the kindness of generations previous for 2,000 generations. An act of kindness that's done, he will pay back the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the great-great-grandchildren, the great-great-great for 2,000 generations. That means we haven't even begun to get paid back for Avraham Avinu's chesed, which was a few hundred generations ago. And he's noisei ovoin vofesha v'chato v'nake, and he tolerates our shortcomings. He tolerates our sins. He forgives. And he's v'nake. He cleans. He's like a dry cleaner. He removes not only the sin, but he removes the stain. Nake. It's clean. You know, when you clean something with a little bit of water, sometimes a little bit of a stain, something remains. Dry cleaning, supposedly, allegedly, gets it all out. He's venake. He removes everything. It's as if it didn't happen. And this formula is a formula which we can use and which helps us in times of distress, in times of difficulty, even if we may not be worthy of the kind of a judgment that we wish to achieve, we wish to receive, but this sort of is a shortcut, this sort of bypasses. This is one of the means that Hashem has given us that even if we can't catch up and be holding where we would like to be, He's willing to deal with us and overlook us and forgive us and be kind with us and be tolerant and patient with us when we perform this Seder. Now, what is the performance of this Seder? I must admit that I doubt very much that the performance of the Seder means just to recite the words. That's not the performance of the Seder. It means certainly internalizing the message. It means certainly paying attention to the words. It means certainly realizing that Hashem is all about chesed. Hashem is all about rachamim. Do you know that Rashi tells us at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis that Hashem created the world b'yoyim asois Hashem Elohim eretz v'shamoyim, that although he would have created the world with mishpat, justice alone, and that would be the greatest chesed because we would earn everything we get. We would deserve all the good we get. We would appreciate and not be embarrassed about all the good we get. But we might not get it because mishpat is tough. Living up to it, doing it right, and getting it right doesn't always work. So he was, Rashi's Loshon is, hikdim midas harachamim lemidas hadin, v'shotfo lemidas hadin. He took the midas harachamim, mercy, and he made it a shutif, he made it a partner together with din. So Hashem judges his world with din and with rachamim. And he gave us a formula how to access that rachamim. And that formula is to realize that that's who he is. He's Hashem, he's the Baal HaRachamim, even before a person sins, Chazal say. He's Hashem, the second, the Baal HaRachamim, even after a person sins and does tshuva. He's Kael, and the Goyin learns pshat in that, that he, the any anger that he would have because of the mistakes and the shortcomings we have, he's Kivish. He overpowers that anger in order to have Rachmonis. Rachum v'chanun, he's merciful, and chanina is a loshen he gives us for free. It's a loshen chinom, free, beyond what we deserve. Erech HaPayim, he's so patient. Oy, do we try him? Oy, do we test him? Oy, do we annoy him? Oy, do we stab him in the back and spit in his face? Please forgive me. And what does he do? He's Erech HaPayim, he's so patient with us. And he's Rav Chesed, Mate Klapi Chesed, always looking for chesed. He's mavir rishon rishon. The Chazal say that he takes the first thing mistake that we make and he just wipes it out altogether. Let's start over again. And then if we keep repeating it, he starts. But he deals chesed ve'emes, emes. Everything is true. Everything is just. And he invokes the schus ovois. If my great great grandmother had a schus, and he's paying me for that, and he's calculating that, and putting that together in the system of how he's judging me, and then he's noitzer chesed la'alofim, as we mentioned, and he's noisei ovon, forgiving constantly and removing the any remnants of our shortcomings and of our mistakes. And I think that the message really here is very simple. To the degree that we recognize who Hashem is, to the degree that we realize the extent of His Rachmonus, it's to that degree that we can put our trust in Him. I know you're going to help me. I feel confident. I'm walking into Rosh Hashanah, betuchim badin. I'm walking into Rosh Hashanah, I know who you are. Yes, you're sitting in judgment of the world, but you're also Avinu besides Malkeinu. Yes, you're sitting in judgment of the world, but who's sitting in judgment of the world? Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum v'Chanun, Erech Hapayim v'Rav Chesed v'Emes, Noitzer Chesed v'Alofim, Noitzer Ovoin v'Fesha v'Chato v'Nake. Wow, if that's who's judging the world, I have much more confidence. Something just tells me from within that he's not going to let me down. And it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu that when Klal Yisrael recognizes, recites, and performs, and internalizes, and I dare say that if we don't internalize some of these midas into ourselves, like Chazal say, Hashem, Rachum v'chanun, mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanun afato chanun, we have to emulate Hashem, and when we recognize the extent of His rachmonus, it should inspire us to develop more rachmonus. When we recognize the extent of His chesed, it should motivate us to do and to feel more chesed. And when we do that, it allows us to appreciate His chesed even more. And that appreciation creates a reliance on, hey, we have a bris, we have a pact, we have a deal. Ribbono shel Olam, I'm standing in judgment on Rosh Hashanah, but I know that according to the judgment, I read the accusations, I read the prosecutor's brief for the court, it doesn't look too good for me. And frankly, I don't have full response to be able to defend myself. But you know something? Remember that deal that we made? To the degree that I recognize your mercy, your kindness, your chesed, your patience, your willingness to overlook our shortcomings, and I trust you that you will abide by that covenant, because Hashem certainly keeps His promises, I feel more confident. And Hashem takes that confidence and says, you get special attention. You get special treatment. You have earned through this shortcut, if you will, what you may not have earned through the main approach. And the truth of the matter is that the Chofetz Chaim points out that this is Pshat in the Posuk, where we say, Hine ein Hashem el Yireyov lam yachalim lachastoy. That Posuk seems to be talking about Rosh Hashanah as well, because right before it says, HaYotzer Yachad Libom HaMevin El Kol Ma'aseim. The Creator takes everybody's heart and judges the whole world B'Skira Achas. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says that's the Pshat in that Posuk. And then it says, Shekhar Susus Yeshua, so forth and so on. Hine Ein Hashem El Yireyov. Hashem looks favorably on those who fear Him. And the Chofetz Chaim puts a comma and says, Lameyachalim lachasli. Not hameyachalim, not the fear, the God-fearing people who trust Him, but He looks favorably on the Yirei Hashem, comma, and lameyachalim lachasli, to the ones that await His kindness. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us that the one who awaits Hashem's kindness in the Yom HaDin, the one who awaits Hashem says, listen, Hashem, and especially, we have a bris. Bris krusa. We made a bris. Lo yachzeru milfonai reikom. Hashem made a bris with Moshe Rabbeinu and said, when the Klal Yisrael will recite and internalize and rely on the Yud Gimel Midos, they will not be turned away empty-handed. And we come with that. Lam yachalim lachastoi. Hashem responds, lahatzil mimovis nafshom lachayosom barov, saves us from death, sustains us in times of famine, and the din on Rosh Hashanah can go much more in our favor because of the fact that we are awaiting and relying and counting on His chesed. Therefore, I think that when it comes to the days of slichus, especially slichus these days, you don't have to wake up too early for slichus. In times of old, slichus was said in the middle of the night. Today, in many places, and certainly in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, at 4 o'clock in the morning, they're already up for slichas. We have it a lot easier. We don't have those that koyach. But let's take this bris seriously. Let's realize that if we can inspire ourselves to appreciate what these Yud Gimel Midos can do to inspire us, then we can stand in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and say to Him, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm really trying to change. I want to improve. I want to do tshuva. But you know something? It's hard. I was sleeping most of the year, and I didn't really make it spiritually. But you made a promise that when we are focused on your rachmonis and your chesed and your patience and all of the yud gimel midos, you won't turn us away empty-handed. We're counting on you, Hashem, to give us that benefit in the Yom HaDin. I think this week, as we say slichas, if we paid a little bit extra attention to the essence of the slichas, which is the yud gimel midos, I think that that can inspire us, and we will stand much taller and more ready and more confident that the decisions that will be taken on Rosh Hashanah will be in our favor because of the fact that we have developed the appreciation of that pact and that we have learned to rely on Hashem.